It's just coming up to 8:30 here on RN Summer Breakfast, and I think now it's time to welcome our sentimental fellow, our melancholy keeper of secrets, that is Dan Conifer. Dan, what's going on?
John, good morning. The United Nations has released figures showing a dramatic surge in the number of casualties in the conflict in Syria. The monthly death toll has risen from around 1,000 when the uprising began to an average of 5,000 people, and the overall total, they say, is at least 60,000. In the latest attack, Syrian activists say government planes hit a petrol station in the east of the capital, Damascus, killing more than 50 people. Indian police are due in court today to present evidence against five men and a teenager accused of brutally raping a 23-year-old woman. New Delhi police have compiled a 1,000-page charge sheet detailing the alleged circumstances of the brutal attack on the student. Meanwhile, in Nepal, hundreds have taken to the streets in the capital, Kathmandu, to demand justice for crimes against women after a 21-year-old Nepalese woman said she was robbed and raped by a government official. To America, and the children who survived last month's primary school massacre in the state of Connecticut are due to return to school tomorrow morning, but that's in a new facility. Meanwhile, President Obama has resumed his holiday in Hawaii after securing a deal to avert a fall off the fiscal cliff. The House of Representatives has approved a deal to increase taxes on the wealthiest Americans and delay government spending cuts for 2 months. Meanwhile, Wall Street has followed its counterparts in Europe and Asia and rallied on the budget deal struck by US politicians. And here in Australia, futures markets are predicting a 0.3% gain on the market when it opens. And the Department of Foreign Affairs has confirmed the death of an Australian man in Thailand. Local media in Phuket say the 21-year-old Victorian fell from the balcony of a 4-star resort in Phuket on New Year's Day. To sport, Bernard Tomic has claimed one of the biggest wins of his tennis career against Novak Djokovic at the Hopman Cup in Perth. John.
Thank you very much, Dan. And this is Dan's second last day. After tomorrow, Dan will no longer be with us. He'll be furthering his career in another city. And we'll be wishing... It'll be a special Dan bumper edition of Summer Breakfast tomorrow. We look forward to that.